So tell me what your thoughts are about the Obama administration and why, in your book, you're somewhat circumspect about pressing this administration for the accountability that you so eloquently call for.
Well, first of all, the book was to establish the fact, one, the need for accountability, and two, to lay out the case for accountability, which hadn't been done, and as far as I can tell, and still hasn't been done by anybody else. And I think it's really important to get the factual information about what laws are applicable, what laws appear to have been broken, what the statutes of limitation are, out so that the public has the information at hand. With respect, this is a book about holding presidents criminally accountable or accountable for violation of criminal laws. And so it seems to me incredibly important to get that factual information together. Now, ultimately, the public is going to make a decision about how to proceed with this personally. And we just stopped when we started this book. It was still early in the Obama administration. It wasn't clear what was going to happen. So we just focused on setting out the case against Bush and Cheney. And that was a huge job, and it took a long time to do it. But I can say, outside of the context of the book, I was a former prosecutor in Brooklyn called Kings County,
right,
which is one of, taken by itself, it's one of the largest cities in the United States. I mean, we had thousands and thousands of murders, rapes, robberies, burglaries, just to talk about the most serious crimes. And if I had said to the people living in Brooklyn, hey, wait a minute, we're just going to look forward, not backwards.
Right.
I mean, I would have been run out of office, because nobody believes that you can ever look forward without looking backwards.